兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah. 真的是很感谢神，能在这里有机会跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm so thankful for this opportunity to share God's words with all of you.
我今天能站在这里为大家分享神的话，是神的恩典。
It is all by God's grace that I can stand here this morning to share God's words with you all.
这个周末过得很愉快。
This weekend had been very joyful for me.
时间很快就过去了。
Time passed really fast.
但是神的恩典永远留在我们的心中。
But God's grace remained in our hearts forever.
Yeah. 我今天要给大家分享的题目是，信心，从神而来的信心呢，出的行为，是我们的见证。
My topic for you this morning is faith in God, faith in action.
好，我们现在呢，一起来再把这段圣经呢，再来读一遍。
Let's all read this passage from the Bible once again together.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11.
大家有圣经吗？对。
If you have Bible, just open your Bible to Hebrews 11, please.
能够打出来吗？希伯来书十一章，对，打出来，好，很好，谢谢。好，我来给大家读，大家就看着就好了，就去顺着去看，然后在我在看的时候呢，尽量把它记下来，好吧？能记多少记多少。
And I'll read to you all. You just follow along with me. Try to remember as much as possible.
好，十一章第一节。信是所望之事的，对不起，我先用中文读，然后。
Yeah, we will first read in Chinese and then in English. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. 好，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的神话造成的，这样所看见的。并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信神赏赐那寻求他的人。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
All right, Hebrews 11 verses 1 to 7. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as the righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
We need your help. I need your help. Please show yourself to me and help me to deliver, 帮助我。来传讲你的话语，我今天真的是特别的软弱，求你来帮助我。
Help me to speak your word, God. I'm especially weak this morning, but please be with me, help me, strengthen me.
为了你子民的缘故，求你把你的话语赐下来。
For the sake of your people, please send forth your word.
求你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive me of my sins.
求你让我守洁心清地来到你的面前。
Help me to come before you with a pure heart.
来领受你的话语。
To accept your word.
成为你的话语的出口。
And be a channel to deliver your word.
求你的圣灵把你的话语进入我们听众的心。
May your Holy Spirit bring the words into the hearts of those who listen.
主啊，求你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your Holy Spirit work among us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这个第一点上这个。好，今年呢是马丁路德改教500周年纪念日。
And this year is the 500th year of Martin Luther's Church Reformation.
马丁路德一个最有名的说法就是因信唯独信心。
The most famous word from Martin Luther was
faith alone.
Justified by faith.
Yeah. 所以我们什么是信心？我们今天来看探讨，来求神给我们启示。
It was by faith alone. So this morning we're going to talk about what is faith.
我们先看信心是从神而来的。
We're going to begin by talking about faith. Faith comes from God.
信心是从神的话而来的。
Faith comes from the word of God.
信心的起点是神的话。
The beginning of faith is God's word.
罗马书第十章第十七节。
Romans 10:17.
信道是从听道来的。
Faith comes from hearing the message.
听到是从神的话而来的。
And the message that is heard through the word about Christ.
所以我们能够信道，是我们因为我们听到了，因为我们之所以能够听到，是因为我们从神的话才能够有听到。
So we can believe because we have first heard, and we can hear because the word first comes from the word of God.
以弗所书第一章第十三节。说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。
Ephesians 1. Go ahead. I don't have it. Oh, sorry. Ephesians 1.
Ephesians 1, yeah.
What is it? 13? I'm sorry. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says... And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation.
所以听见了，也信了。
So you've heard the word and you believed.
所以信是怎么来的？
So how does your faith come?
信道是从神的话而来的。
Believing comes from hearing the word of God.
所以圣经所讲的信心是出于神的话。
So the faith, the biblical faith, meant believing the word that comes from God.
那信心呢，也是神成中的。
Faith also ends in God.
信心的成就也是从圣灵而来的。
And the Holy Spirit confirms our faith.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
Philippians 1:6.
所以我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功。
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
所以信心是从神的话而来的。
So faith comes from the word of God.
开始于神的话。
It starts from God.
神也给他成就。
And God will bring it to completion.
所以信心是从神话而来，信心由神的圣灵而成就。
Faith comes from the word of God. Faith is completed by the work of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第三章第三节。
Galatians 3:3.
他从反面来论证。
And we're talking from the negative, the other way around.
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？
After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now then trying to finish by means of the flesh?
所以 信心是靠圣灵，靠神的话而进入我们的心。
Faith enter our heart through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit.
所以由信心而出的行为呢，也绝不会靠肉体。
And so your action by your faith should also never come from your flesh.
只能够从圣灵来成就。
It can only come through the Holy Spirit.
那我们下面来讲呢，到底这个世界有也有很多的信心啊，我们相信这个椅子能够承受我的重量，我相信我坐飞机来，我相信这飞机不会掉下去。
There are many types of faith that we exercise in this world. I have faith that the chair I sit in is going to handle my weight. I have faith that I hop onto a plane and the plane is going to take me to where I want to go.
这些信心呢，也是需要的。你在这个世界生活，你就需要这些信心。
Such type of faith, we kind of need it because we live in this world. We kind of have to have faith in those stuff as well.
但是这个信心虽然用同样一个中文字
And although these kind of faith, we may use the same word to describe it,
与神的圣经所定义的信心是完全不一样的
But it is totally different from the definition of faith that is revealed in the Bible.
有两个不一样
There are two main differences.
刚才讲从神来的信心我们得救的信心是出于神的话。
We talked about this earlier. The faith that comes from God, this our salvation is our faith that is revealed to us from the Word of God.
而世上的，我相信这个椅子能承受我的重量，这个信心是从我自己的判断、我自己的经验而来的。
But your faith about believing that this chair can take your weight, this is from your own judgment, from your experience in this world.
所以从神来的信心是从外边进来的。
So the faith that comes from God comes from outside.
这个世界的这样的信心是从你里边自己产生出来的。
And the world and the your inside faith, the faith that comes from within you is faith that is from inside. It's a worldly faith.
所以不一样，第一个不一样。
So that's the first difference.
第二个不一样，当我相信这个椅子能够承受我的重量，那我就凭我自己的力量，我就决定坐上去。
Second difference is, well, so now that there's a chair and I believe this chair can take my weight, so I'm going to sit on the chair.
是出于我自己的力量，我不需要别人的帮助，我就直接可以坐上去了。
It is based on my own faith, my own judgment. I don't need anyone to show me or teach me, and then I go sit on the chair.
但是圣经的信心，它的行出来也是要靠圣灵的。
But the faith that is revealed through the Bible is one that needs help from the Holy Spirit for you to live it out.
刚才我们讲到。神是我们信心创始成终的。
We talked about this earlier. God is the beginning of our faith.
所以信心出于神，也成就让神的圣灵来成就。
Faith comes from God, and God and the Holy Spirit will bring it into completion.
那我们有什么应用呢
？So how do we live this out?
我们都想要信心，对不对
？We all want faith, don't we?
怎么得到信心呢
But how do we then have this faith?
使劲说我信更多信更多信更多使劲去让肉体再多要一点信心吗
You can keep telling yourself, oh, I want more faith, I want more faith, and tell your body to have more faith. Can you do that?
这不是得到信心的方法
That's not a method for you to obtain faith.
信心怎么来的
How does faith come from?
信心是从哪来的
Where does faith come from?
信心是从神的话
Faith comes from the Word of God.
所以我们怎么得到信心呢
？How do we obtain faith?
读神的话。
That you read the Word of God.
默想神的话。
You meditate on the Word of God.
你离不开神的话。
You do not leave God's Word.
圣经记载说，神要让你把他的话写在手上，刻在额头上。
The Bible says, the Bible wants us to write God's words on our arm and carve it on our forehead.
所以我们起来行走，我们首先进入我们头脑的就是神的话。
as we walk, the first thing that enters into our head is the word of God.
让神的话充满我们的生活。
And let God, the word of God, fill your life.
神的圣灵就用他的话在你心中会产生信心。
And the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, will create faith in your heart.
我们下边来讲到底信心和行为的关系呢？
Now we're going to talk about relationship between faith and action.
信心是行动是信心的证据。
Faith and actions is evidence of your faith.
所以你说你有信心。
So if you say you have faith,
看不见摸不着。
But I can see it, I can feel it.
雅各书第二章第十七节到第十八节。
James.
我来给大家读。我的弟兄啊，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处？有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
James 2:14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them?
这样的信心若没有行为就是死的。
In the same way, faith by itself, not accompanied by action, is dead.
Yeah. 必有人说你有信心我有行为，你将你没有信心没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds, and I'll show me your faith, and I'll show you my deeds.
所以信心没有行为是什么？死的。
So here, faith without action is dead.
那我们看看这个十一章，希伯来书十一章。
So let's go back to Hebrews 11.
能打出来吗？希伯来书十一章，我们看看这些信心伟人，他们的信心和行为是怎么样，他们的行为成为信心的见证。
And we're going to go over Hebrews 11 and look at all these giants of faith.
第四节说，亚伯因着信献祭与神。
Verse 4, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
所以献祭是行动。
And here sacrifice is the action that he took.
这个行动背后的动机出发点是因着信。
And the action behind the purpose of this action was his faith.
所以因为他有这样的行为表现出来，这个信心呢就成为证据。我们看下边。
Because of this action, he performed the sacrifice, and so this was the evidence of his faith.
因此便得了称义。对不起，他说比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。
His sacrifice was better than Cain did, and then God spoke well of his offerings.
所以他的这个证据见证是什么？是他的献祭。
The evidence of his faith was what was his sacrifice.
他被神称为义的见证是他的献祭。
He was commended as a righteous man, by this action of offering sacrifice.
哎，你们会说了，不对，不对，不对，不是因信称义吗
？But then you say,、oh, wait, hold on. Didn't you always say we are justified by faith?
这怎么讲？是因着他的这个礼物，因着他的所献的祭而成为他称义的见证呢
？But then why does it spoke of here that he was commended as a righteous man because of his offerings?
圣经表面上看，在这儿矛盾了。
It looks as if there's some contradiction here in the Bible.
神的话绝不矛盾。
God's words never contradict.
因为这个行动是从哪儿出的呀？
Where
这个献祭是从哪儿出的？
This sacrifice, this action, where does it come from?
是出于什么？出于信心的行为。
It comes because of his faith.
所以因为有这样的行为成为见证，所以这个信心呢，我就称为它是活的信心。
Because of his faith, he produces this action, and by this action, that's the evidence of his living faith.
亚伯因着信出现产生这样的献祭的行为，被神成为他信心的称义的见证。
Abel, because of his faith, offered a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is the evidence of his faith, and that is why he was commended as a righteous man by God.
这个信心加上行为，就变成什么？活的信心。
This faith plus this action became a living faith.
为什么说它是活的信心呢？
Why do I say that it is a, this is a living faith?
因为它下面讲，它虽然死了，却因着这信仍旧说话。
Because in verse 4 it says, and by faith he still speaks even though he is dead.
什么东西，什么在说话？
What is speaking here?
是亚伯在说话吗？
Is Abel talking to us now?
亚伯已经死了。
But he's dead.
什么在说话？
What is speaking to us now?
他的信心在说话。
His faith is speaking to us now.
他的今天神，今天神借着亚伯的信心在向我们在座的说话。
And today, this morning, God, through the works, the faith of Abel, is speaking to us this morning.
亚伯因着信仍旧说话。
Abel, by his faith,is still speaking to us.
他在说什么话呢？
What is he speaking of?
他在为神做见证。
He is being a testimony for God.
所以出于神的信心加上出于信心的行为是说话的信心。
Faith from God with action is a faith, is a living faith.
我们下面看以诺的故事。
Next, we're going to talk about Enoch.
第五节说，以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found.
所以神把他接去了。以诺，神这么喜欢他。就直接就把他接到天上去了。
Because God had taken Enoch away. God loves Enoch so much. He took Enoch away.
神为什么喜悦以诺呀？
Why was God so pleased with Enoch?
因为他有信心，因着信。
Because he had faith.
但是什么是他的信心的证据啊？
What was the evidence of his faith then?
我们下面接着看，只是他被接去以先。已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
We keep reading. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God.
所以神接去以诺，使他喜悦，是神喜悦以诺的一个表达。
And so God took Enoch because he was very pleased with Enoch.
但是呢，在他神接去以诺以先，已经有证据。这个以诺呢，是讨神喜悦的。
But before God took him away, there was this evidence already that shows that he led a life that was pleasing to God.
具体什么行动行为是神喜悦他呢？
But what were the details of how he pleased God?
在创世纪就记载说。以诺与神同行三百年。
In Genesis, it was recorded that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
所以什么叫与神同行啊？
What does it mean by walking with God?
行就是行动，对不对啊？
Walking is an action, isn't it?
是行为。
And it is your lifestyle.
所以以诺因着信有与神同行的。行为。
It was action. So Enoch walked with God. He had evidence of his faith with God.
这个与神同行就变成神喜悦他的明证。
Walking with God became the evidence of his faith in God.
我们下面再看挪亚因着信第七节。
Next, in verse 7, we'll talk about Noah.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family.
所以挪亚全家得救是什么原因呢？
And so what was the reason that Noah and his whole family were saved?
挪亚因着信。
It was by his faith.
挪亚全家得救。
His whole family was saved.
对不对呢？
Was this right?
那也我也可以说是挪亚的方舟救了他，全家得救。
Of course, we could say that it was the ark that saved Noah's family.
如果神跟挪亚说，我要救你全家。
If God had told Noah, I wanted to save your whole family.
挪亚不做任何事情。
But Noah did nothing about it.
挪亚全家能得救吗？
Could his whole family then still be saved?
不是因信得救吗？
Aren't we all saved by faith?
我如果没有信心的行为呢，是死的。
Faith without action is dead.
所以挪亚因着信就动了敬畏的心。
And so Noah, by in holy fear, had faith in God.
就预备了一只方舟。
And he built an ark.
所以挪亚建方舟是这个行动是背后的原因是什么呢？
So what was the reason behind Noah building the ark?
是因着信。
It was by his faith.
所以信心加上方舟建方舟的行为成为活的信心。
So Noah's faith together withThis, his action and obedience in building the ark became the living faith.
所以这个活的信心就救了挪亚的一家。
And so this living faith saved Noah's family.
而且也定了那世代的罪。
And
因此就定了那世代的罪。
And he condemned the world.
怎么会这个活的信心能够定那世代的罪呢？
How could his living faith condemn the world?
我们来想象一下当时的情况。
Let's imagine this.
挪亚从神得到启示，说要有洪水降到这个世界，赶快建一个方舟。
God revealed to Noah that there's going to be a flood. Build the ark quickly.
挪亚就信了，就说就一天。建一个船，建一个木头，加一个木头，钉一个钉子，每天在做，每天在做。
Noah believed, and so day after day, he built this ark, one nail at a time and one wood at a time.
挪亚的邻居朋友就会好奇了，说
Noah's neighbors must be really curious.
说挪亚，挪亚，你在做什么呀？
Noah, what are you doing?
挪亚就说了，神告诉我了，将来会有一个洪水审判。神让我预备一个方舟，可以救我一家。你们也应该早点为自己预备啊。
Then Noah must have told his neighbors, "Well, God told me that there's going to be a flood. Judgment is coming. Y'all, that's why I'm building this ark. Y'all should do like me, be prepared for judgment."
所以那些街坊邻居相信没相信挪亚的话呀
？Do you think the neighbors believe Noah?
相信没相信啊？
Did they believe him?
没有相信。
They didn't believe him.
因为他们都灭亡了。
Because they all died.
他们相信的话，他们也去建方舟了，对不对？
Because if they had believed, they would have built the ark as well.
所以挪亚的信心就定了那世代的罪。
That is why it says here, his faith condemned the world.
挪亚的活的信心，他的有信心有行为，就见证那些人的不相信。
Noah's living faith proved to be evidence to those around him.
So, 挪亚活的信心把神的话表达出来了。
Noah's living faith expressed God's word to the world.
把神借这个借着挪亚建方舟这个行动，把神的话活化在这些不信的人面前。
By his evidence of building this ark, he showed the world his living faith.
挪亚因着信，因此就定了那世代的罪。
By his faith, he condemned the world.
自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
And became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
所以信心加上行为是活的信心。
Faith plus actions equals a living faith.
由信心而出的行为是证据。
Any action that comes from faith is evidence.
我们证据做什么用的？
It's proof. Why do we use proof?
谁需要证据？
Who needs proof?
我们看第十一章第一节。
Let's go back to chapter 11, verse 1.
我们一起来读这几个，我们把它背下来好不好？
Let's read this together. We should even memorize this verse.
我们一起来大声朗读。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信哦，对不起，对，就等我的就那一节，对不起。
Sorry. So, Hebrews 11:1 together. By faith, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以信是什么？
So what is faith?
信是证据。
Faith is evidence.
而且是确实的证据。
And it is a sureness of your evidence.
是为什么我们需要证据啊？
Why do we need proof or evidence?
因为神说将来要有一个盼望，给我们一个盼望。
Because God gave us a hope.
这里所讲的所望之事是什么事啊？
So here it says of what we hope for. So what is this that we're hoping for?
我们看到第十二章，第十三节，第十一章的第十三节，我来给大家念一下。说这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Hebrews 11:13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. All and things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
我们跳到第十六节。
We're going to skip to 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Instead, they were longing for a better country.
就是天上的。
A heavenly one.
所以神被称他们为他们的神。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared a city for them.
所以所望之事什么事啊？
So what is this that we're hoping for?
是那座城。
That city.
那个更美的家乡。
That better country.
更美家乡是在哪儿啊？
So where is this better country for us?
是天上的家。
It is a heavenly one.
是神给我们每个人的应许。我们将来都要回到天家。
It is a promise of God for every one of us that we will return to our heavenly home.
所以我们说有一个天家呀。
We ask, what? There is a heavenly home?
有没有证据啊？
Where is your proof? Where is your evidence?
什么是证据啊？
What is proof again?
我怎么知道我有天上家的钥匙啊？
How do I know that I have this key that takes me to my heavenly home?
你们在座的很多人买过房子，对不对啊？
Many of us here, we have bought a house before.
买新房子。
You bought new house.
你会让 builder 给你建这个新房子。
You go to a builder and he build a house for you.
这需要几个月的时间。
It will take a couple months.
你怎么知道你这个房子会属于你啊？
Well, how do you know then that this house will eventually belong to you?
你需要不需要证据啊？
Do you need proof?
什么是你知道这个房子一定会给你的证据啊？
When or how do you know that this house will finally belong to you?
你的定金就是你的证据，对不对？
Your deposit, your money deposit is your evidence, right?
你的签的那个 lease 那个签字就是你的证据，对不对啊？
The paperwork that you sign, that is also a proof.
啊，神天上有一个家，给你建了个房子。
So God has built the heavenly home for you.
神也给你签了字了。
God has also signed it for you.
神也给你有定金了。
God has put a deposit on you as well.
所以你就有证据了。
So that is proof.
好，那签字在哪儿啊？定金在哪儿啊？
Where is this proof? Where is the deposit?
以弗所书第一章第十三节。
Ephesians 1:13.
刚才我们说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of his salvation, when you believed.
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
所以盖了印了，对不对？
And so here we have a seal.
所以签了字了，对不对？
And you have signed on the dotted line.
神用什么签的字啊？
What did God use as to sign?
是用什么签的字？
What did he use?
是用圣灵签的字。Amen.
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
而且也给我们定金了，对不对？
And he put a deposit on us too.
什么是定金呢？
What is a deposit?
这个圣灵又是签字又是定金。
The Holy Spirit is the seal and also the deposit.
得基业，基业就天上的基业，对不对啊？
And so that we have the inheritance. What is this inheritance? That's heaven.
所以有凭据了，对不对啊？
And so this the inheritance is the proof.
英文讲是 guarantee.
Guarantee.
所以神给我们圣灵成为我们得基业的凭据和
God gave us the Holy Spirit.Which is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
因圣灵在我们心中给我们信心，圣灵也把这个信心实现出来，就成为我们知道将来我们在天上，我们一定会回到天家的一个证据。
The Holy Spirit in us helps us to live our life and realize and claim on the promise.That God has prepared a heavenly place for us.
信心是证据。
Faith is the proof.
活的信心是证据。
A living faith is the proof.
活的信心是信心加上行为。
A living proof is faith. A living faith is proof plus action.
有从神而来的话。
And it comes from the word of God.
加上从圣灵而来的行为
，plus actions that is through Holy Spirit，
就变成活的信心
，becomes a living faith。
这个活的信心就成为我们每天的证据。
This living faith becomes our proof or evidence of our daily life。
就成为我们的证据，知道我们会有天上的家。
It becomes a proof that guarantees us that there is a heavenly home for us。
所以我们相信我们会回到天家。
So we believe that we will return to heaven.
我们有证据的。
Which is our home because we have faith, we have proof.
而且这个证据是每天都给的。
And this proof is something that is given to us on a daily basis.
我们给的越多，我们就信心越大，对不对
？The more we give, the more faith we have.
所以你每天你把神的信心存在心里头，靠着圣灵顺从圣灵行出来，得到活的信心。
So daily when you live your life by living out your life in the Holy Spirit, in the Word of God, and you live it out.
这就变成你得救的证据。
And this becomes proof or evidence of your salvation.
活的信心给我们证据。
Living faith is a proof for us.
也给神有证据。
And it's a proof is a proof for us to prove God.
将来最后审判的时候，神怎么审判我们啊？
On judgment day, how is God going to judge us?
在启示录第二十二章第十二节。
Revelation 22.
说看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done.
所以这里又讲到说照所行的报应他。
Here again is saying that I will give to each according to what they have done.
表面上看，哎，不是因信称义吗？
Again, on the surface, isn't it always justification by faith?
为什么这篇？最后审判的是按照行为审判呢？
Why is it that a judgment it is according to what we have done?
这个行为是有信心的行为。
And here, this action is actions in faith.
如果你说你只因信称义没有行为的话，那是假的信心，是死的信心。
If you say that, oh, I have faith and I'm justified by faith through grace alone, but has no action, then your faith is dead.
所以信心加上行为成为活的信心。
So again, faith plus action equals a living faith.
是证据。
It is a proof.
是我们得救的证据。
It is a proof of our salvation.
是我们知道我们有天上家乡的基业的证据。
It is a proof that we have a heavenly home.That's the proof of that.
愿意我们每天都靠着这证据而活。
May we live daily on this proof.
让我每天去得到更多的证据。
Let us live daily with more of these proof.
我们怎么能得到更多的证据啊？
How can we live with more proof?
我们读神的话,
we read the word of God.
我们得产生信心,
that increases our faith.
圣灵借着神的话在我们心中产生信心,
God through the Holy Spirit, and through the word of God increases faith in us.
圣灵也帮助我们行出来神的话, 神的信心。
The Holy Spirit will help us to live out the word of God in our faith.
借着我们的顺服,
and through our submission,
这样我们就得着一个证据,
and with that, we can have the evidence of a proof.
所以我们得到这个证据以后, 我们要怎么样啊? 要讲出来, 对不对啊?
When we have this proof, what do we do? We need to tell about it.
我们要做见证, 对不对啊?
We need to live it out, have a testimony.
我们说神将来会再来，耶稣再来。
We say that Jesus will return again.
看不见摸不着。
But we can see that, we can touch that.
但是你们每一个人都可以成为耶稣再来的证据。
But all of us here, y'all can be the evidence, the proof of Jesus' return.
成为耶稣再来的见证。
Become that testimony for the return of Christ.
因着神赐给你们的信心。
Because of the faith that God has put in your heart.
因着你们顺从圣灵而产生的行为。
Because of the action that you produce by your obedience to the Holy Spirit.
就变成了一个证据。
That becomes the evidence of a proof.
就变成了一个证据，说耶稣基督会再来。
That's the proof that Christ will return again.
因为你有这样的盼望。
Because you have such hope.
所以你在出车祸的时候，你会跟别人的反应不一样。
Because of such hope, if you were to be in an accident, your reaction to the accident would be different from others.
因为圣灵会给你平安。
Because the Holy Spirit will have peace in you.
所以你不会像那些不信的人那样的不知所措。
Your reaction would be different from those who do not believe.
是圣灵而来的平安。
You have the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以你的朋友不信耶稣的人。
Your friends who are non-believers.
你的 coworker.
Your coworkers.
他会说，嘿，看你好像不着急的样子啊。
Your coworkers will notice that you are not anxious.
为什么你就不着急啊？
Why aren't you anxious?
他们会好奇，对不对啊？
They will be curious, won't they?
他们会问你什么原因呢？
They will ask you why, what is your reason?
你就会讲了，你说不是因为我有什么大的本事。可以面对这样的挑战。
That's when you get to talk to your coworkers. Well, it is not me at all. It's not that I'm better than anyone else.
因为我知道一个人，耶稣，他是我的平安。
Because I know Jesus, and Jesus is my peace.
知道这个世界都会过去的。
I know that this world will pass.
所以出车祸和得到癌症这些问题对我不是那么大的打搅。
And so, even if it's an accident or any diseases, it doesn't bother me that much.
因为这个世界都会过去的。
Because this world shall pass.
因为我的盼望在天上。
Because my hope is in heaven.
我有天上的证据。
I have a heavenly proof.
所以我的平安不会被这些事情夺走。
And so my peace will not be affected by these things around me.
所以你今天的这个平安，这个表现出来的平安，就成为一个证据，使这些不信的人可以看到你的平安，也就看到了耶稣再来的证据。
And so the peace that you display is an evidence to your coworker, to people around you, of the coming of Christ, of that heavenly hope.
So we put the fact of God coming to this
day. That is how we live out, live faith in action of the coming of Christ. We live out the promise of God in this day and age that we live in.
成为神的见证。
And we become the testimony of God.
可以吸引万人来归向神。
With that, we can attract many to God.
所以圣说，你随时准备好来回答那些人问你心中盼望的缘由。
And that's when the Bible says, always be prepared for those who ask you of your faith.
To 回答那些你心中盼望的缘由。
And then you can reply and answer to those of the hope that you have in your heart.
所以你如果不活出来这个信心，这些人会不会问你啊？
So the question is, if you do not live your life out in faith, will people around you then come and ask you of your faith?
即使你有信心，但是他看不见呢。
Even though you have faith, but nobody sees it.
所以他不会问，对不对啊？
Then they will not ever ask you that question.
所以那个不会被人问到的信心是死的信心。
And the faith that nobody asks about, that is a faith that is dead.
如果你把他那个信心借着圣灵顺从圣灵活出来，就变成活的信心。
But if you were to live that faith out through the help of the Holy Spirit, that becomes a living faith.
活的信心就变成见证。
A living faith equals a testimony for God.
别人就会看到了。
People see that.
别人就会问了。
They will ask you about that.
你就会讲了。
And that gives you the chance to talk about it.
所以我们就可以传讲神的话语。
And that's how we can tell others of God's word.
愿神的信心住在我们每个人的心中。
May God's faith live in all of us.
And 让我们靠着顺从圣灵活出神的信心。
And that God will help us to live out our faith through the work of the Holy Spirit.
赐给我们每个人得救的凭据。
He will grant to us a living evidence and proof of that faith.
为主做美好的见证。
So that we can be a testimony for God.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father God, we praise and we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们这样的话语。
Thank you for your word.
叫我们活出你给我们的话语。
To remind us to live out our faith in you.
让我们生命中出更多的活的信心。
So that we can live a life with more faith in you.
为你做见证。
That we can live our life as a testimony for you.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
We pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.